Appendix D, IPB Cyberspace Considerations. Integrating cyberspace considerations into IPB. As an essential part of the information environment, there is a massive global dependence on the cyberspace domain for information exchange. With this dependence and the associated inherent vulnerabilities, the cyberspace domain must be considered during each step of the IPB process. Step 1. Define the OE. Visualize cyberspace components and threats through the three layers of cyberspace. Step 2. Describe environmental effects on operations. Use military aspects of terrain. Step 3. Evaluate the threat. Evaluate threats and HVTs in cyberspace against the warfighting functions by performing critical factors analysis, CFA. Step 4. Determine threat COAs. Consider the threat's historical use of cyberspace and incorporate threat COAs. Determine HVT lists within the cyberspace domain. Assist the S6 staff to identify friendly networks that require protection. To gain situational understanding, the following staff sections, in addition to assistance and support from the Cyber Mission Force, provide the G2/S2 enough information to develop IPB products that include cyberspace considerations. The G2/S2 relies on the G3/S3 to task operational assets to report items significant to cyberspace, such as satellite dish locations, cyber cafes, cellular network towers, since the G3/S3 is typically aware of maneuver and/or reconnaissance elements moving through specific designated AOs that have the potential to interact with the populace and the ability to visually confirm relevant infrastructure. G6/S6 for the friendly force network design to determine where the threat can possibly access friendly systems. G9/S9 to assist in identifying and confirming civil considerations that are pertinent to the cyberspace domain. For example, civil affairs teams may assist in ascertaining existing and planned network infrastructure in the AO, as well as identifying key leaders and landowners to determine their internet presence, activity, or cyber personas. Information Operations Officer, to primarily synchronize and deconflict information-related capabilities, employed to support unit operations. With information provided by the intelligence, the Information Operations Officer contributes to IPB by analyzing the information environment and developing the combined information overlay. Working with the intelligence staff, the Information Operations Officer develops products that portray the information infrastructure of the AO and aspects of the information environment that can affect operations. These products include information all audiences and other decision makers, key people, and significant groups in the AO. They also address potential strengths and vulnerabilities of adversaries and other groups. The Information Operations Officer will also assist in identifying how the populace communicates within the logical network layer, such as local government websites, heavily used social media sites, any group or individual blog sites. Additionally, the Information Operations Officer can possibly identify threat TTP for deception and denial of information within the logical layer. Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities section to provide information on enemy cyber forces doctrine, tactics, and equipment, and for cyber capabilities for information collection. Cyberspace capabilities cross-queue with SIGINT capabilities to provide better situational awareness of threat forces operating in the cyberspace domain. Note, although the intelligence, operations, and signal staff sections are the primary collaborators regarding gaining situational understanding in cyberspace, all staff sections are valuable, to some degree, and should not be disregarded during the staff integration process. Step 1. Define the operational environment. When defining the OE, cyberspace includes information and its communications. Although there are other variables in cyberspace that warrant attention, such as individuals, organizations, and systems, they either process, disseminate, or act on information. Step 1. Cyberspace Considerations. When defining the OE, consider the three layers of cyberspace: physical network, logical network, and cyber persona. When evaluating the OE, staff collaboration and reachback assets are essential. Physical network layer. Depicting the physical network layer within the AO allows the intelligence staff to analyze the physical network layer as it relates to friendly and threat operations. Analysts derive the physical network layer depiction from single-source reporting, all-source intelligence products, cyber mission forces reporting, and other reporting sources. These products assist in developing the physical network layer. When analyzing the physical network layer, identify threat C2 systems that traverse the cyberspace domain. Critical nodes the threat can use as hop points in the AO and area of influence. Note, data packets pass through bridges, routers, and gateways as they travel between their sources and destinations. Each time data packets pass to the next network device, a hop occurs. Physical network devices in the AO, such as fiber optic cables, internet exchanges, public access points, internet cafes, server farms, and military or government intranets. Elements or entities, threat and non-threat, interested in and possessing the ability to access data and information residing on and moving through the network. Physical storage locations, with the most critical information and accessibility to that information. Critical nodes and entry points the threat is most likely to use to penetrate the network, including mobile tactical communications systems. Implemented measures that prevent threat actors from accessing the networks. Logical network layer. Depicting the threat's logical network layer discloses how and where it conducts cyberspace operations. It is also useful to understand how and where the population exists, socializes, and communicates within the logical network layer. Additionally, network maps often depict the logical network layer in relation to the physical network layer. All-source intelligence analysis can enhance this depiction. Reporting from many sources can provide information about the logical network layer of threat cyberspace, including but not limited to protocols, internet protocol address blocks, and operating systems. The network's key systems can be assessed using the depiction on the logical network layer. When analyzing the logical network layer, identify websites or web pages that influence or have a social impact on the AO, friendly logical network configurations and vulnerabilities, and the friendly physical network configurations. Current activity baselines on friendly networks, if possible, through which uniform resource locators, known as URLs, internet protocol addresses, and other locations that critical mission data can be accessed on the internet. How friendly data is shared, and through which software. Intrusion methods, and how they can be masked. Commonly used software applications and critical logical nodes in the AO and area of influence. Commonly used encryption techniques and software. Threat information portals used in the AO. Cyber persona layer. Depicting the threat cyber persona layer begins with understanding the organizational structure. Assessment of the organizational structure is an all-source intelligence task. Understanding the organizational structure leads to assessing the cyber personas associated with the organization. These include cyber personas that represent the organization, subordinate elements, and personnel. When analyzing the cyber persona layer, identify threat presence in and usage of the cyberspace domain, data and information consumers in the AO, hacktivists in the AO, specifically with the intent to disrupt, entities capable of penetrating the networks, how local actors interrelate with the physical network, mobile phone or internet cafe, and logical network, websites or software layers. A primary objective when analyzing the cyber persona layer from an all-source perspective is to identify the physical persons that created and or used cyber personas of interest. All-source analysts gain valuable insight by using various tools and techniques. such as link diagrams. See ATP 2-33.4, informed by internet and social media usage. Linking or associating one or more of the following, both suspected and confirmed, but not limited to cyber personas, people, websites, internet protocol addresses, organizations or groups, buildings or facilities, and activities. While on the internet, multiple users can use a single cyber persona, and a single user can use multiple cyber personas. A user may have multiple cyber personas for various reasons. This is not necessarily an indicator of illicit activity. However, multiple users using a single cyber persona may indicate a group's activity or common affiliations. Cyber-centric activities and outputs for Step 1. The intelligence staff completes the graphic display of significant characteristics and components of cyberspace in relation to the unit's AO and area of influence. If known, it may be beneficial to label those websites frequently visited by the local populace, including dark websites. Note, since cyberspace is a global domain, threats can potentially affect a BCT's battlefield from anywhere in the world. This must be considered when analyzing and establishing the AOI and area of influence. Step 2. Describe environmental effects on operations. Although Steps 3 and 4 of the IPB process offer a detailed analysis of threats within the OE, the type of threat and their cyberspace capabilities should be defined during Step 2. The significance of a cyber force presence should be considered with and weighed against identified variables within the OE. Step 2. Cyberspace considerations. For environmental effects on operations associated with Step 2, describe how the following can affect friendly and threat operations. Threats in cyberspace. See Chapter 3 for the traditional approach to threat effects on friendly operations. Terrain in cyberspace. Weather, light, and illumination data. Civil considerations. Military aspects of terrain. Conduct terrain analysis of the cyberspace domain using traditional methods. Examine the 5 military aspects of terrain, OACOC factors, which can be displayed in a MACU. Analyzing terrain in cyberspace, as in geographic terrain, can favor either friendly or threat forces, which allows commanders to understand the terrain's impact, both geographically and in cyberspace, on friendly and threat operations. Civil considerations. When analyzing the environment from a cyberspace perspective, apply civil considerations, a scope, by crosswalking with the operational variables, PMECPT. When analyzing the cyberspace domain, intelligence staffs consider the information and infrastructure variables. However, cyberspace operations affect, to varying degrees, the following civil considerations. Areas. In cyberspace, intelligence staffs should consider cellular phone coverage, internet service providers, and electricity distribution to industrial, commercial, and residential areas. Structures. Some cyberspace examples include power plants, movable bridges and dams, communications/broadcast facilities, internet service providers, server farms, cell towers, internet cafes, and any building with an internet connection relevant to the AO or area of influence. Capabilities. For capabilities in cyberspace, consider internet access and the capability to throttle or restrict access. Cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, fiber optic connections, cable television, modern information technological systems, internet, and cellular network types. Organizations. Non-military groups or institutions that can influence the AO, for example, hacktivists, community organizations, journalists, universities, and schools with a cyber curriculum, commercial and industrial unions, outside influencers or regional sympathizers, and online social media groups. People. Non-military persons encountered by military personnel, for example, religiously and politically motivated hackers, network administrators, technologically proficient individuals, and commercial and industrial workers. Events. routine, cyclical, historic, planned, or spontaneous activities and events that significantly affect organizations, people, and military operations. Cyber-centric activities and outputs for Step 2. The S2 ensures the intelligence staff accomplishes the following activities and outputs by the end of Step 2, incorporating cyberspace considerations where applicable, threat overlay, threat description table, terrain analysis or MACU, terrain effects matrix, weather, light, and illumination charts or tables, and civil considerations data files, overlays, and assessments. Threat overlay. A threat overlay graphically depicts the threat's current physical location in the AO, AOI, and area of influence, including the threat's identity, size, location, and strength. A cyberspace perspective should evaluate physical and non-physical AOs and AOIs by identifying the physical network layer, such as media communications infrastructure and server locations, and the logical network layer, such as hosts or the threat's use of social media sites or websites. Known or suspected physical or cyber personas, threats, groups, or disseminating liaisons, size, strength, and physical or logical locations, if known or suspected. Threat description table. A threat description table describes the broad capabilities of each threat depicted on the threat overlay. A cyberspace perspective should consider possible interdependencies between the threat's cyber and military capabilities. For example, the reliance on network communications infrastructure. Annotating any known or suspected technical capabilities, expertise, or programs. Modified combined obstacle overlay. The output from the terrain analysis is used to develop the MACU, which should reflect the physical network, logical network, or cyber persona layers of cyberspace when applicable. The MACU traditionally includes natural and man-made OACOC factors, built-up areas, and civil infrastructure. To add cyberspace considerations into a traditional MACU, an intelligence staff should include, not all-inclusive, public-switched telephone networks, radio stations, media kiosks, internet cafes, electric power, and other supervisory control and data acquisition systems. Note, fiber optic lines, which are physical connections that make it part of the physical network layer in cyberspace, are typically co-located or near existing locks, such as roads. Intelligence staffs, in conjunction with cyber support elements and echelons above core, develop cyberspace considerations to the MACU with organic assets. Terrain effects matrix. Using the MACU as a guide, a terrain effects matrix describes OACOC factor effects on friendly and threat operations. Note, a network component can be associated with more than one military aspect of terrain, such as a firewall that can be both an obstacle and provide cover from fires on the network. Weather, light, and illumination charts or tables. Weather, light, and illumination charts or tables describe weather, light, and illumination effects on friendly and threat operations. Potential cyberspace considerations comprise any weather, including weather in space, that affects data transmissions, such as solar flares, high winds, and extreme weather conditions, such as sandstorms, thunderstorms, or blizzards. Civil considerations data files, overlays, and assessments. Civil considerations data files may include raw data such as voting locations, base locations, and organizational hierarchies. These data files support and are supplemented by civil consideration overlays, such as population and demographic overlays, and civil considerations assessments. Cyberspace considerations may include the use of non-governmental organizations to provide tacit or explicit support, such as proxy media disseminators or internet cafes. Additionally, consider the threat's use of government and non-combatant facilities for cyberspace, or media activities, or propaganda production. Step 3. Evaluate the threat. Intelligence staffs determine threat force capabilities, doctrinal principles, and TTP employed by threats in and through the cyberspace domain. the threat's use of cyberspace varies. They use the cyberspace domain differently to accomplish or support objectives. In step 3 of the IPB process, with input from individual intelligence disciplines, the intelligence staff evaluates the threat, creates threat models, develops broad threat COAs, attack, defend, reinforce, and retrograde, or capabilities in a narrative format, and identifies HVTs. When creating a threat model that incorporates cyberspace considerations, identify how the threat has executed and integrated cyberspace operations independently of and in concert with traditional operations, and what the threat's capabilities are in and through cyberspace. It is also crucial to realize that the physical manifestation of the threat is not at the core of the threat. For example, where the threat appears is not necessarily where the threat is likely to be. Attributing an attack to a specific threat can be very difficult, and consequently makes evaluating the threat especially challenging. For example, the use of a proxy allows the threat to conceal its true location. Tapping into intelligence reach assets is necessary to develop threat models that include TTP or signatures of different threats or groups in cyberspace. Step 3. Cyberspace considerations. When evaluating the threat, understand that threats have varying cyberspace capabilities across all war-fighting functions. However, the cyberspace domain likely affects each war-fighting function to some degree. Therefore, it is prudent to evaluate how the threat uses the cyberspace domain to support operations by incorporating cyberspace considerations into each war-fighting function to increase overall situational understanding. In addition to considering and evaluating traditional threats on the battlefield, it is necessary to evaluate other relevant actors and threats that may conduct operations in cyberspace relevant to the AO. Nation-state actors. Nations that either conduct operations directly or outsource them to third parties to achieve national goals. They generally have access to domestic resources and personnel not typically available to other actors. They may involve traditional threats as well as traditional allies when conducting espionage. Transnational non-state actors or terrorists. Formal and informal organizations not bound by national borders. These actors use cyberspace to raise funds, communicate, recruit, plan operations, destabilize confidence in governments, and conduct terrorist actions within cyberspace. Criminal organizations or multinational cyber syndicate actors. National or international, these criminal organizations steal information for their use or they sell it to raise capital. Nation-states or transnational non-state actors may use these criminal organizations as surrogates to conduct attacks or espionage through cyberspace. Individual actors, hacktivists, or small groups. These actors are known to illegally disrupt or gain access to networks or computer systems. Their intentions are as diverse as the number of groups or individual threats in cyberspace. These actors gain access to systems to discover vulnerabilities, sometimes sharing the information with owners. However, they may have a malicious intent. Political motivators often drive their operations, so they use cyberspace to spread their message. These actors can be encouraged or hired by others, such as criminal organizations or nation-states, to conceal the attribution of those larger organizations. Insider threats. Any persons using their access wittingly or unwittingly to harm national security interests through unauthorized disclosure, data modification, espionage, or terrorism. Note, friendly elements not practicing proper cybersecurity represent the greatest threat to friendly networks. Cybercentric activities and outputs for Step 3. In Step 3, the intelligence staff ensures the development of threat models, the primary outputs for this step that accurately depict how threat forces typically execute operations and how they historically have reacted in similar circumstances relative to the specified mission and environment. The compilation of these threat models for each identified threat in the AO guides the development of threat COAs in Step 4 of the IPB process. Step 3 may require the following IPB activities and outputs with cyberspace considerations, time permitting. Creating and updating threat characteristics files, creating or refining the threat model, creating a threat capability statement. Note, upon completing steps 3 and 4 of the IPB process, update the intelligence estimate with current threat model details. Additionally, refine and update any requests for information or requests for collection. Threat characteristics. Analyze the threat in cyberspace applying the broad threat characteristics normally considered when analyzing any threat. Cyberspace considerations may include attributing electronic devices to specific cyber personas and/or persons, social networking hierarchy, historical threat TTP or malware signatures, C2 nodes, threat intentions towards friendly networks, insider threat potential from host nation forces operating against friendly forces, or from a foreign intelligence physical threat. Threat model. The threat model comprises three parts: threat template, threat tactics, options and peculiarities, HVT identification. Threat template. A threat template graphically depicts the threat's preferred deployment patterns, dispositions, and capabilities for a type of operation, when not constrained by OE effects. See the printed version of Appendix D, ATP 2-01.3, for an example of a traditional threat template with cyberspace considerations, using the cyber kill chain methodology. The cyber kill chain is an analytic framework that describes the 7 steps or the process the threat follows to achieve some offensive objective against a friendly network in cyberspace. Regarding IPB, it can be used as a cyber equivalency to a traditional threat template. It depicts a generalized, yet systematic approach that the threat takes to gain access to friendly resources in cyberspace, when not constrained by OE effects. Understanding how attacks proliferate, the anatomy of cyberspace attacks, and historical pattern analysis of attackers in the AO can enhance the situational understanding of existing threats in cyberspace. The following describes the 7 phases of a cyber kill chain. Phase 1, reconnaissance. The threat collects information on the target before the actual attack begins. Phase 2, weaponization. The threat exploits and creates or obtains a malicious payload to send to a victim associated with the targeted friendly network. Phase 3, delivery. The threat sends the malicious payload to the victim by email or other means. This represents one of many intrusion methods the attacker can use. Phase 4, exploitation. The threat exploits a vulnerability to execute code on the victim's system. Phase 5, installation. The threat installs malware on the victim's system. Phase 6, C2. The threat creates a C2 channel to continue communications and operations of installed botnet or manipulation of the victim's system. Phase 7, actions on objectives. The threat performs the steps to achieve goals inside the friendly forces network. Note, the cyber kill chain provides a common model for identifying and preventing cyber intrusions activity. However, the phases can occur non-sequentially. Although intelligence staffs have little to no capability to identify or detect activity related to the cyber kill chain, this analytical framework provides a platform for them to articulate logically to commanders current and potential threats against friendly networks, as well as an attack's progress on the friendly network. Threat tactics, options, and peculiarities. The threat model includes a description of the threat's preferred tactics. To assess threat tactics in cyberspace, identify similar TTP patterns against comparable networks worldwide. Any threats with the intent or capability to penetrate friendly networks and the specific techniques they use. Threat's preferred methods of lateral movement. Any common malware used by any threat or threat elements. High-value targets. HVTs can be depicted and described on the threat template. HVTs related to cyberspace are identified and evaluated using the same resources as traditional methodologies databases, intelligence studies, patrol debriefs, the threat template with supporting narrative, and tactical judgment. The intelligence staff's tactical judgment should be influenced and informed by performing a thorough CFA, normally associated with a center of gravity analysis, of the threat and other relevant actors. A CFA is one of the most useful structured analytic techniques to identify and frame the threat's capabilities in cyberspace. See JP 5-0. Additionally, in Step 3, regarding general COAs identified in the threat model, a CFA assists in identifying HVTs in cyberspace. CFA consists of three major areas, which are evaluated and analyzed. Critical capability is a means that is considered a crucial enabler for a center of gravity to function as such, and is essential to the accomplishment of the specified or assumed objective or objectives, JP 5-0. Critical requirement is an essential condition, resource, and means for a critical capability to be fully operational, JP 5-0. Critical vulnerability is an aspect of a critical requirement which is deficient or vulnerable to direct or indirect attack that will create decisive or significant effects, JP 5-0. Note, a completed CFA may also act as the catalyst for another analytic tool, the modified Carver criteria tool used in Step 4 of the IPB process. See Chapter 5. In evaluating HVTs, the intelligence staff should identify those assets critical to a threat's ability to conduct primary operations, sequels, or branches using cyberspace operations as a main effort or in a supporting role. When assessing HVTs in cyberspace, consider them based on the three layers of cyberspace: physical network, logical network, and cyber persona. Identify those threat units explicitly tasked to conduct offensive cyberspace operations, and those specifically tasked to conduct defensive cyberspace operations. The initial HVT list can be determined by mentally wargaming and thinking through any specified operations under consideration. See JP 3-12 for more on offensive and defensive cyberspace operations. Threat capabilities. Identify physical and non-physical threats' operational patterns and capabilities in cyberspace by considering: if threats emit any unique electronic signatures, media's production flow locally, regionally, and globally, if threats use any specific malware, threats or other relevant actors' skill level, networks used to conduct operations and operation security, threats' intent, for example, reconnaissance, espionage, and destructive malware, threats' planning, scanning, and exploitation TTP, threats' exfiltration TTP, and their ability to move laterally across networks, threat assets C2. Threat capability statements are used to identify threat capabilities, including cyberspace threat capabilities, and the broad options and supporting operations the threat can conduct to influence the accomplishment of friendly missions. This statement is a narrative that addresses an action the threat can complete. Major units may be portrayed on the threat template, along with the activities of each warfighting function. Step 4. Determine threat courses of action. In Step 4, the final step of the IPB process, intelligence staffs identify and develop the full range of COAs available to the threat and describe threat COAs that can influence friendly operations. They develop the most likely and most dangerous COAs, incorporating cyberspace threats and considerations. The level of detail always depends on the time available. It is essential to consider how threat COAs are fundamentally affected by the cyberspace domain. For example, upon identifying methods of threat communications, consider secondary and tertiary effects on threat COAs, if any or all of those threat communications are denied through degraded, disrupted, destroyed, or manipulated. Identify HVTs for each COA, such as nodes, C2 centers, communications towers, satellites, internet service providers, fiber optic lines, and local power substations. Additionally, develop initial collection requirements for each COA. Step 4, cyberspace considerations. When determining threat COAs regarding cyberspace, consider threats' historical use of cyberspace and possible types of cyberspace operations conducted, malware, viruses, spyware, worms, network traveling worms, socially engineered Trojans, password attacks, brute force and dictionary attacks, denial of service or distributed denial of service attacks, advanced persistent threat, phishing attacks. Specific units with the task and purpose to produce cyberspace effects in the cyberspace domain. Threat's ability and desire to employ cyberspace operations against specific friendly operations. If threat forces will be arrayed distinctively based on cyberspace operations or effects. Threats that may be located outside of the AO. Threat COAs that may use proxies worldwide, which may be outside of the AOI. COAs that address the use of the cyberspace domain in completely different ways. Cybercentric activities and outputs for Step 4. At the end of Step 4, the S2 ensures the intelligence staff accomplished the following IPB activities and outputs, including cyberspace considerations, as time allows. Refined threat COA statement, threat situation template, event template and event matrix. Identify potential objectives, decision points, NAIs and TAIs. Provide input to the information collection plan, HVT list and input to the HPT list. Refined threat course of action statement. The refined threat COA statement is a narrative that describes the situation template. It should typically contain the threat situation, mission, objectives, and end state, and task organization. Capabilities, vulnerabilities, decision points, the decisive point, failure options. Each of these categories should be considered from a cyberspace perspective, either integrating a cyberspace narrative into each category or creating a separate cyberspace narrative at the end of the threat COA statement. Use the technique that best describes the threat's use of cyberspace to the commander. The level of emphasis on cyberspace should be comparable to the threat's use of and effectiveness in cyberspace. Threat Situation Template. The Threat Situation Template is a graphic overlay that depicts the threat's expected disposition upon the threat's selection of a COA. Typically, the situation template is accomplished by overlapping the threat template with the MACU, which incorporates environmental effects on operations, and displaying the threat executing a specific COA. In cyberspace, the situation template can depict a threat that is physically located within the AO and integrated with regular threats. It can also be depicted from the physical network layer perspective, which may also contain logical network elements. The level of cyberspace detail in the situation template should be proportional to the level of the threat in cyberspace and the friendly unit's mission. Each situation template shows an increased level of detail regarding the threat activity in cyberspace. Refer to the printed version of Appendix D, ATP 2-01.3, for examples. Note, threats associated with cyberspace may be integrated with larger regular threats, or they may be independent entities with no known connection to the local threat. Event template and event matrix. An event template is a graphic overlay that confirms or denies threat COAs. This enables the development of the information collection plan. An event matrix always accompanies the event. The event template traditionally results from overlapping the developed situation templates to identify those areas or indicators that identify a COA as being unique. Prominent differences are marked as NAIs. In contrast, NAIs in cyberspace are likely not determined by overlapping situation templates and can be physical or logical. In cyberspace, as in the land, air, maritime, and space domains, a historical record of TTP on how the threat fights assists in determining NAIs, showing possible, expected activity at a specified location. Consider that NAIs regarding cyberspace are likely related to locations or activity on a network, possibly indicating a specific type of cyberspace operations. Each NAI is linked to an assigned task, and the party responsible for collecting and reporting any illicit activity or items associated with those NAIs. Note, it is not possible to stop all malicious activity on a network. A determination should be made between which systems are mission critical and need to be secured, versus systems that just need to be monitored. An event matrix describes indicators and activity expected to occur in each NAI. Although there is no prescribed format for the event matrix, it normally associates each NAI and threat decision point with indicators and the times they are expected to occur, as well as COAs they confirm or deny. The time that a threat activity may or may not occur in cyberspace is likely influenced more by intangible variables, such as the stealth and persistence of the resource being used. For example, the malware designated for an attack. Stealth of the resource refers to the probability that if the threat uses the resource will still be available for use in the future. Persistence of the resource refers to the probability that if the threat refrains from using the resource will still be usable in the future. The timing of a threat's cyberspace attack is tied less to typical environmental factors, such as increased visibility due to daylight, which are considered imperative for some traditional operations, and more to the logical aspects of the network. For example, the volume of network activity may spur threat operations because it can mitigate attribution, which increases stealth. By order of the Secretary of the Army, Mark A. Milley, General, United States Army Chief of Staff. Official, signed Kathleen S. Miller, Administrative Assistant to the Secretary of the Army.